Hi, Illumini followers. This is Steve Kotfuss back with preparing for a second episode of the Illumini podcast. This podcast follows and builds from the first episode that we published this past July that featured Paul Myard of Friends of Gone Road and the Gone Road Children's Association. So if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to that first episode, you're invited to do so. Check it out. Gain some context for the second and soon to follow podcasts about this organization. As you know, I have a little bit of a background with this organization, having traveled to Kenya three times since 2012. I was supposed to actually travel there this summer, but I kind of chickened out. I saw what was going on with some of the elections, and I just didn't really want to have to deal with some of the uncertainties of traveling, especially we were going out to the camp program that was in a relatively remote area in the middle of the country, very rural. And it was actually where some of the terror that was taking place in that area. Kind of some unrest, kind of a combination of both marauding cattlemen who were kind of making sure that whatever land they needed to feed their starving cattle were fed, and they seemed to take on no prisoners approach to that. It was pretty well described through a series of New York Times articles that kind of spooked me a little bit. And also the elections that were taking place there. And anybody who kind of keeps up with some of the international affairs in Nairobi knows that that's still an ongoing issue. And it was because of those uncertainties, plus the issue that when I travel to Kenya, I really like to be able to take advantage of some of the photography background that helps to tell a story about where these kids are coming from. And we were going to be in the countryside, and you know, frankly, that was not a very effective storytelling context being out in the rural areas. These kids live in the city, and they struggle in the slums, and they're at the summer camp, and I'm sure they had a great time. They always do. But that was going to be a difficult part for me to really illustrate that side of the story. So I opted to not go to travel to Kenya this summer to conduct these interviews. But fortunately, all the people who I really need to interview will be coming to Minneapolis over the next few weeks. And I'll be conducting those interviews starting with this next one tomorrow. I'll be interviewing Maureen Malevi, Program Director at Gone Road Children's Association. And she's the Program Director there since August of 2016. And really looking forward to having a conversation with her, given perspectives she brings into the organization, and also some of the insights she is likely to have gained over the past year plus of running the operations for this really growing organization. And we're really seeing some remarkable results from it. The interview will kind of talk a little bit about some of her background and try to get some insights in terms of what motivates her and what kind of drives her, but also maybe some of her perspectives. We have this theme of ready, willing, and able that the organization has been using to kind of explain the story, and we'll be able to get some interesting perspectives from the program director on how that's kind of how the pieces are coming together. And those pieces will also include some of the other volunteers of whom I'll be able to interview in the next few weeks as well. So kind of keep your head open. I haven't really, your ears open to some podcasts that should be published more frequently. The last one was in July, but these should be coming along at a quicker pace than maybe you have seen after the inaugural podcast. So that's the setup. I'll be doing the interview tomorrow, and hope you kind of watch for when that comes out. I figure it'll probably take about a week afterwards for me to do the editing. And then also we're setting up some other times for the other interviews. So please keep your eye on social media. We'll try to publish when those podcasts will be broadcast. And please always look forward to any of your feedback and response to the podcasts and even in the program as you see fit. Okay, that's about it for now, and we'll check in with you later. Thanks so much.